projects, we have, you know, orders basically to prioritize projects like that. And so, you know, it is an overwhelming number of projects that happen at any given time. And so, you know, I don't have good answers for a lot of these things, but this was sort of meant for you all also to bring up these types of issues so that I can try to consolidate it and present it to the branch chiefs and to Dr. Downer and talk about a lot of the issues that people are facing. So, you know, I understand that people would like to ask questions, and I try to address them to the degree that I have answers, but, you know, I don't always have the answers for everything. And, you know, yeah.
Thank you.
Tamara, do we have a third group that's going to offer comment?
Yeah, would the next group like to offer comment?
Can we refresh who they are?
Did our group already comment? Sorry, I was trying to get some farm work done at the same time that I was listening to the meeting.
I love that. I love that, Allison. You're trying to get some farm work done. Thank
Well,
you.
yeah, because we have the meeting right on the at the time of day when
Right.
best farm work is. So did my group already talk?
I don't think
you
so.
Can go,
do you want to go ahead?
Okay. So we just reviewed some more about needing to trade contacts and keep tabs on equally what's happening on Maui and Kauai and support each other. And we talked about what we specifically feel like in this meeting and in the next one, we need to really give clear testimony of what we would like SHPD to take responsibility for doing in the next 5 years, unless they are somehow prevented by state law or federal law from doing these things. We'd like to see them be more adamantly protective of burials and cultural sites, like not reactively, but proactively. But I also, could you please repeat something that you just said, our leader here in this meeting? Did you say that SHPD does not have what you said something like the SHPD does not have the power to enforce the protection laws or does not have the power to pull permits? What was it that you said SHPD does not have the power to do?
We don't issue permits. Here,
okay.
let me pull up something from our website really fast.
I know you don't issue permits, but it was something about you don't have the power to enforce or you don't have the power to protect or something that was just shocking to me, but I didn't hear the exact words. It sounded almost like you're saying you don't have the power to do the things that the community wants you to do.
That's correct.
Well, so why are we having this meeting? I don't understand. Can SHPD protect or not those cultural sites and the burials, like once they're listed as historical sites?
No, they can pursue violations. I mean, that's the big problem, right? So SHPD lacks the capacity, right? You lack the inclination, you lack the power, the funding, resources, staffing, whatever. So this really needs to go over to a tribal authority like it is on the mainland in places Dr. Downer's familiar with. And I'm not saying that we need the exact same situation as what goes on in some of those areas, but you know, it really needs to come back to Ahamoku or somebody else because SHPD is not able to get it done.
But
not without a huge
SHPD,
change in the HARs and the HRS.
But does SHPD not even have the authority to enforce the protective orders? I don't, and my wording's not right, but you know, when a place is registered and it's a protected site, it's a historic site, does SHPD not have the power to enforce? Like if it's being violated? Because if they don't, why not? And what are we, why are we even talking?
There's no time. No sense. They don't need
I think
money.
To give you a very specific answer, I'm going to have to confer with my superiors, but what I can answer is that we have the ability to pursue violations with fines in the instance where it can be proven that a historic property has been knowingly damaged. But we are not a permitting agency.
No, I know that part. Okay.
So, and then, you know, as far as why that is because of the way that the statutes and the administrative rules are written.
You're not a permitting agency, but you are an agency. Am I correct? You are an agency that is consulted and able to say no to a permitting process that the county or state is doing, that someone else is doing, right?
We can't tell someone, we do not have the authority or the power to tell someone not to issue a permit. We can just say that if there is a chance that it's going to affect a historic property, that we have the opportunity to comment and offer some sort of idea about mitigation measures. And that's about all that I am able to tell you for sure at this moment in time. And this is why written questions are really helpful, because sometimes, you know, you have to refer it to the Attorney General to get a really good answer, and it's case by case.
Okay, yeah, no, I totally understand that. But the problem with the written stuff is that these meetings, we'd all like to hear the question asked, and then at the next meeting, maybe hear it answered. So, you know,
well, that's what's going to have to happen for these kinds of questions. You can submit it in writing, and then I can try to get you a good answer for the next meeting. But what I'm saying now,
we actually did, Tamara, we actually did respond to Allison. Allison submitted testimony last meeting, and you did respond in the beginning of the meeting. You offered a presentation, and we used Allison's questions from the last meeting, and we offered a response in the presentation. So
yeah, that was really good. Thank you. Yes. Thank you that you guys are doing that.
Yes,
otherwise it's like we're all in isolation chambers.
Right, exactly. So if you have questions that you would like to submit to SHPTE, please submit them, because they are read, they are answered, and that's what we're trying to do here. Yeah,
it took Alan Downer like more than half a year to respond the last time we submitted a question, just saying
thank you. And we'll note all of that in this testimony today. So thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah, if I could say something about an actual situation right now, developers, and it's through Complete Streets, I think, are planning a big bridge over the Alawai Canal. The Alawai Canal is designated already as a historic property. And they have to go through, and what they've done is they've been very cagey about not showing the environmental damage or the overlay over the canal or any of the wishes of the community. But they have to go through 6E and Section 106. Now, they are banking on SHPTE just to be a rubber stamp and getting it through, but they're not telling the whole story about the problems that are really going to be encountered with that bridge going and disrupting a community, disrupting the historic park, disrupting the canal, all of those things. So there's a lot of hedging of the people who are the developers or the people who want to put in something in which they'll only give you only present a certain part and then expect to have SHPTE just give it a check mark and they move on from there. So what, you know, how is that addressed? How does that get a real review?
Thank you so much, Laura, for your comments, and we'll take all of that into consideration, and it will be documented and given to our supervisors. Thank you so much.
Who are the supervisors, by the way?
Dr. Alan Downer, our administrator, Dr. Susan Lebo, yeah. Hinano Rodriguez, and we don't have an architectural branch chief. So thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you guys for hosting the meeting.
Absolutely. Thank you for participating. We very much appreciate it. Tamara, do we have another session, or are we having one more question session, or are we?
Yeah, I think we can do one more question session.
We can have one more.
Can you let me know? Can you all see what I just dropped in the chat?
Yes. If money were no object, what would you do to improve your community's stewardship of historic properties? What would it take to accomplish this? So that's the last question that we have for all of you in the breakouts. If you, we'll do the same thing that we just did. We'll come back in 10 minutes again. Is that okay for all of you? I think we did 10 minutes or 15 the last time. Okay. So Tamara will send you the invite out and we'll follow the same process. Thank you all so much for your patience. Okay, Charles and Mary and SH Aloha One at Yahoo. You guys are a one group, and it says, if money were no object, what would you do to improve your community's stewardship of historic properties? And what would it take to accomplish this? And that's the question for your breakout time right now. You have 10 minutes. Thank you.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. If every group would like to sort of come together and think about your final comments. I'm sorry, my husband and my baby are talking to each other.
Yeah, so this is the time right now for anyone who has their final thoughts. You can share your final thoughts in these last few minutes. Thank you.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, good. I guess I would like to thank the professor or Dr. Tamara and Representative Regina Ben and those who made it possible for us to present testimony. Thank you so much. And with the limited resources that are available, continued best wishes on getting this work advanced and completed. When I mentioned about these issues that are before the legislature brought up by OHA, the bill that's presently there regarding crown lands that are being used and fees that are mandated but are not being paid, it seems to me that this must be addressed because in order to keep the mandates that were established by the legislature in as a trust of the legislature in maintaining that mandate established by the Congress on behalf of the Kanaka Maoli, because this is very important. By doing that, not only Kanaka Maoli are benefited, but everyone who lives in Hawaii Nei. And if we don't, what happens is a fiasco will break out somewhere like Mauna Kea, and the conflict will become greater. But so we should resolve it. And I think by being able to resolve it in the long run, it's gonna benefit everyone. So that's one of the reason why I asked our a statewide historic preservation division to just jump in there and address it and help to get it resolved. Because one way or another, it'll get resolved. And when our dear Lord God comes in, it'll be resolved in a beautiful way too. So continued best wishes and efforts also to our wonderful associate participants on this program tonight. Thank you so much. I express my aloha and my mahalo in Hawaiian and kodaraba in Hebrew. Thank you so very much for this great get together. Mahalo and aloha.
Thank you, Uncle. Thank you for your blessing too and for your thoughts.
Does anyone else have any comments?
I'll talk for a second, unless somebody else wants to, only if nobody else wants to. I'd like to just wrap up one more time in saying that restating that what I'd like to see as far as SHPDE planning for the next 5 years is I would like to see SHPDE shift towards an assertive, proactive protection of cultural and burial sites, including SHPDE taking responsibility for registering known and mapped out cultural sites and burial sites. I would also like to see SHPDE in the 5 years moving forward proactively enforce all protective state and federal laws to the maximum of its ability rather than having a reactive stance. And if that means rewriting SHPDE's guidance, rules, internal guidelines, then that's what should be done so that SHPDE becomes a proponent and a protector, not a reactor. And not, you know, the other thing I'd like to see is with these federal funds, if that's what's going to happen, I mean, if there's a way to get enough personnel hired so that those things can be done, so that phone calls are answered right away and emails are responded to right away in these people with their boots on the ground that are crying in front of bulldozers can be responded to and helped to the maximum proactive extent of the law and of SHPD's capabilities. So I'll attend the next meeting as well. And thank you very much, Mahalo Nui, for you guys hosting us. And I'm sorry that a lot of our anger and frustration seems to be aimed at you guys who are hosting us. It's just human nature. I am sorry. I mean, that's not supposed to be an apology with exception. I'm truly sorry that we sound angry and that you guys have to absorb that. And we'll try to do better next time. Mahalo.
Thank you, Allison. That was very thoughtful of you. We appreciate you. We appreciate your comments. Does anyone else have any other closing comments for us tonight?
It's all right. I just have one quick thing.
Sure. Go ahead, Nick.
So first off, you know, I will have comments on the statewide plan, and I'll submit those in writing. I just wanted to, you know, be part of the process prior to that. So I just wanted to thank you, Tamara, and you, Kahiki. Following on what Allison said, I know it's a very thankless job hosting these public meetings, and you're often called to answer for everything that's happened. So I really appreciate you hosting and facilitating these and being part of the process. I hope in subsequent meetings that you know, the branch chiefs and Alan Downer will be involved as well. But I'm really grateful. I know it's hard, it's thankless, and I'm grateful for both of you stepping up.
Thank you, Nick. We appreciate you so much for saying that. It is difficult, but we're here, and this is part of the process, and we believe in the process that consultation offers the community, and I totally believe in that, and so does Tamara. So thank you so much for your thoughts.
Do you guys get transcript of the breakout rooms?
I don't know. I've never done breakout rooms before. I guess we'll find out. I'm not sure. I'm so sorry. I don't have.
This is our second public meeting, so we're improving with each one, and we will improve, and we'll get it all ready for the next two. So sorry if we don't have the transcripts.
I hope that it does, because I did enable automatic transcription, which I'm sure if all of you have been following it, you know that it's really not good at transcribing Hawaiian words, but you know, we go back and we do proof it. So hopefully it provides that automatically. We'll find out very soon.
But we will have the recordings online just like the last ones. Is that correct, Tamara? Okay.
Yep, it took me a little time to figure out how to break it up into chunks that could actually be uploaded, but the last meeting is uploaded to our website, and this one should be uploaded much more quickly.
So it's all available to the public, and we'll hope to be our work done in a timely fashion, which we have been doing, so thank you. Any further comments before we close?
So the question was asked, if money were not an object, what would you do as far as the community goes? So I gather, because I have to look up in Black's Law what community means, which is everyone who has rights. And when you speak about rights, it means citizens. And so this is pretty much a legal thing that's happening right now. Because someone brought up legislative, they make regulations, not necessarily laws, but HRS is regulations, rules. And so for me, like I've stated, being active in the community, which I've been active here on Kauai, to bridge that gap between our kupuna. And I want the public to realize this, that I don't wanna be the only one that knows who is who, my mo'okua hao, and the significant cultural sites that have been depleted. Because what we see at the surface is not necessarily what matters. What's underground matters too. And so, you know, when you say low-income housing and energy renewal is pretty much SHPD's priority, I'm gonna have a lot of questions with that because SHPD represents historical preservation. And so low income housing and energy renewal, I just got mind blown because I just try to connect that with the preservation of historical sites. And don't get me wrong, we've been down at Salt Pond and helping our houseless people here in Kauai as well, who pretty much, if you break down these sites that they're living at, they're staying at what's called pu'uhonuas. Try study all of our houseless communities throughout Hawaii. They're at pu'uhonuas, which is places of healing and safety. And when they get kicked out, they got to move elsewhere and they end up again at another pu'uhonua. So with that being said, you know, I want to thank all of you that's involved here in the meeting, and thank you for hosting this meetings. And I pule pray to Io, the highest, that, you know, the truth prevails when it comes down to this public meeting. Mahalo.
Thank you for your testimony. Any further mana'o from others? All right, I think we're going to close. So I'm going to pule for us. Uhola ia kamakaluala, pu'ai ke alohala, kuka'i ia kahaloala, pavehi maina lehua. Mai ka ho'oku ia ka halawaila, mahalo e na akua, mahalo e na kupuna la'ea, mahalo me ke alohala, mahalo me ke alohala, mahalo ia oko e mālama pono kako. Aloha. Thank you for being with us, and we hope to see you in the next meeting. Everyone, have a blessed evening. Get home safely. Take care of your ohana. Mahalo.
Mahalo. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Mahalo.